Today on the Camomile Ag Report, I'll be talking infants and the role that meat can play in their diet.
A new study finds that pureed pork supports infant growth. Introducing meat as a complementary food may be beneficial for formula-fed infants. Meat such as pork can be an important source of much-needed protein in an infant's diet during the transition to solid foods, according to a new research from the University of Colorado published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. The first 6 to 12 months of life is a period of rapid growth when nutrition plays a pivotal role, and for many moms, meat may not be the first choice for an infant's complementary feeding. Yet this new research suggests meat-fed infants, complementary to formula or breastfeeding, could have an advantage when it comes to early length growth. Meat such as pork provides important micronutrients, is an excellent source of protein, and can be an important complementary food for infants who are ready for solid foods, said lead study author Minguea Tang, assistant professor of pediatrics at the University of Colorado. Our research suggests introducing higher amounts of protein and introducing meat such as pork into the diet at 5 months could be potentially beneficial for linear growth. In the study, 64 healthy formula-fed infants ate meat-based complementary foods such as pureed ham and beef, or dairy-based complementary foods from ages 5 to 12 months old, increasing their protein intake from 2 grams of protein per kilogram each day before the study up to 3 grams per kilogram each day during the study period. While the protein increased, both calories and fat intake stayed the same between the meat and dairy groups, regardless of protein source. Researchers found that pureed meats promoted a greater rate of growth with length of nearly 1 inch greater compared to the dairy-fed group at 12 months of age, with no increase in risk of being overweight at the completion of the 7-month study. These findings build upon previous research demonstrating meat-based complementary foods promoted increases in length without excessive weight gain among breastfed infants, too. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends introducing solid foods at 4 to 6 months of age and advises exposing babies to a wide variety of healthy foods, including a variety of different textures. For babies who are mostly breastfeeding, meat may also have the added benefit of more easily absorbed iron and zinc, as breastfed infants are at a higher risk of becoming iron deficient than formula-fed infants. The World Health Organization also recognizes the need for protein early, recommending infants eat meat, poultry, fish, or eggs daily if possible. The U.S. Department of Agriculture and Health and Human Services are also planning to expand the 2020-2025 dietary guidelines to include guidance on infant nutrition, given the pivotal role nutrition plays during infant growth. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.